With a country divided, the republic at risk, and morality being redefined, it's time to gather round the campfire, get back to basics, and spark the revival that this country so desperately needs. This is the American Campfire Revival with Kirk Cameron.
Well, we've been talking about courage, and we've been talking about character, and we've been talking about faith. These are the things that I pray for. These are the qualities that we need in our leaders. And if you're a mom, if you're a dad, you're a leader. If you're a young person, don't let anyone look down on you because of your youth. You are a leader. People behind me are breaking down a movie set. And what's interesting to me is that you and I are in the middle of history, his story, and we're on the greatest stage in the world, playing a certain role, and we want to play it faithfully. In early America, we talked about those out-of-the-box thinkers, those people of faith and character, and we talked about how they learned the art of self-government and came to a place where they realized that the government was stealing their property, stealing their freedoms, stealing their liberties. And so there came a decision that they had to decide whether or not they could reconcile with the government in England or declare independence. They decided that they had already exhausted their possibilities of reconciliation, and they declared their independence, and they let the cards fall where they were going to fall, trusting in God for the justice of their cause. And England came down on them, and they began to defend themselves. And there was a declaration that was made that inspired Thomas Jefferson in his writing of the Declaration of Independence. And it was written by George Mason. He drew up a Declaration of Rights, and it is so similar to the Declaration of Independence, and the biblical ideas are so clear. Listen to this. George Mason wrote that all men are by nature equally free and independent. See, by nature, they're not made free or given freedom. They're made by the Creator, by nature, equally free and independent, and have certain inherent rights, he said. You're born with them. You've inherited them. Of which, when they enter into a state of society, so when men who are born into the world, men and women, and you enter into a state of society, that is a government, a civil society, they cannot, by any compact, by any law, by any contract or agreement, deprive or divest their posterity. Meaning, a government cannot take away the things that God gave you, that you inherited by nature. A government doesn't have the right to take them away from you or from your children. Namely, the enjoyment of life and liberty, and the means of acquiring and possessing property and pursuing and obtaining happiness. You catch the similarity there with the Declaration of Independence? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Here, Mason says life, liberty, and property, and the pursuing and obtaining of happiness and safety. So here, we can see that those principles of the Declaration of Independence were already known by those early colonists long before the Declaration was even made. And it's an acknowledgement of the sacredness of natural rights, and that men have no moral authority to relinquish them because they came from God. Imagine that. If God gives you something to steward, to take care of, like your life, you have a moral obligation not to destroy that. It is not a moral thing for you to just relinquish and give up your freedoms or your property that not only belongs to you, but is to be passed down to your children because they come from God. No decision by any majority could be valid against God-given rights. Isn't that beautiful? Our government doesn't give us our rights. God gives us our rights, and the government's job is to secure them, to protect them, to make sure we get to keep them. And we can't even give them away. That itself would be immoral because God has decided to give them to us. So This is where the Declaration of Independence comes in. It was the most natural thing to be written because the hearts and minds of people were already there because their pastors had taught them so well. And in the Declaration of Independence, we see these beautiful principles that lead to human flourishing. Some people wonder if the Declaration of Independence was also a declaration to be independent from God, to get God out of government. Couldn't be the furthest thing, couldn't be more further from the truth. Listen to these phrases within the Declaration. This was the founding covenant of the American people. The covenant roots just cannot be missed. Just as in the Mayflower Compact with the Pilgrims, they covenanted together with God and one another in Plymouth with their biblical vision of a community. And now the Declaration of Independence united an entire people, an entire nation by a solemn covenant. And listen to the languages and the phrases within the Declaration. Quote, they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Who is the Creator? That's the God of the Bible. They also understood that they were appealing to the supreme judge of the world. There's another phrase. The supreme judge of the universe. That is the God of justice. The God who will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether it's good or evil. That's Scripture. And with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence. They relied on God to provide for them, the God of providence and his protection. He is their provider. He is their protector. This is coming straight from the Scriptures in the Declaration of Independence. And this was what brought all those who gathered together to sign it in unity, because they had a complete consensus. And they agreed on their idea of who man is and his relationship to God and his relationship to civil government. Isn't that beautiful? Again, I'm learning all of this out of this amazing book, The American Covenant, The Untold Story. So the first time you were born, you were given life by God. You were given the right to liberty and the right to take care of the property he's given you. And when you're born the second time, like Jesus said, when you're born from above, when you're born again, then you're set free in your heart from selfishness and pride. And now you have the ability to use your life and your liberty and your property to honor God, to care for your neighbor, and to bring heaven to earth. That's the great American dream, freedom to love God, care for your neighbor, and use your life, liberty, and property to bring heaven to earth. Well, that's all for tonight. I hope you have a blessed weekend.
Thank you for listening to the American Campfire Revival Podcast. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. If you'd like to learn more and join the movement, visit kirkcameron.com.